哦，但是有一个重点。
And there's a main point here.
她祷告之后，她就不再有愁容了。
After she prayed, she did not feel trouble.
好，我们来看撒母耳记上一章哈。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
一章的十八节。
Verse 18.
哈拿说：“愿卑女在你眼前蒙恩。”于是妇人去走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。
Verse 18, and she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
哦，这一个模范真的值得我们来学习。
This is a very good example for us.
哦，常常我们遇到困难，我们也懂得把在祷告当中来告诉神。
Sometimes when face tribulations, we know how to come to God and pray to Him.
哦，但是很多时候我们发现，我把这个重担告诉神，好像交托得给神，结果祷告起来，还是有心里一个很重的担子在那边。
But often when we pass our troubles into God, after we're done praying, we still feel troubled in our hearts.
哦，就是说没有真正把这个担子放下来。
We truly haven't given our trials towards God.
好像一个人他背着行李，很重的行李。
It's like someone who is carrying a heavy luggage.
要走很远的路。
And they had to go a long
way. 啊，有人看到很可怜，说：“来来来来，你坐在我的车上。”
And someone would say, "Hey, come and sit in my car."
好，那就哎，很高兴就坐上去了，有人载他一程。
So this person would be very happy and he'd jump in the car.
结果他坐在车上，他的行李还是一直背在身上。
But after they sit in the car, they still carry their luggage.
还是很累啊。
And they're still tired.
啊，其实可以交托。
But and of course we could
放下来。
Let it down.
好，这是圣经教导我们的。
This is what the Bible teaches us.
腓立比书
Philippians
第四章
Chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
将你们所要的告诉神，这个是圣经告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible teaches us.
但是要怎么样？一无挂虑。
And what is that? To have no worries.
哦，可能你一开始来到神面前的时候，你心中有很多的苦闷，有很多的挂虑。
Perhaps when we first came to God, our hearts would be troubled and would be anxious.
但是在神面前跪下来，倾心吐意，把所有的重担，把所有的苦难告诉神。
But when we pray before the Lord and we wholeheartedly give Him all of our worries,
借着祷告、祈求、感谢，把我们所要的告诉神。
From prayer and supplication, then we give all of this unto God.
然后起来之后，你就要开心了。
And after we get up, then we should be happy.
而是真正交托给神啊。
Because we truly have given these to God.
信靠神，相信神最美好的带领，最美好的旨意。
To rely, trust, and have faith in Him for His great will.
哦，所以这个哈拿他在祷告上面。他的功夫非常的好。
So Hannah here, the way she prayed was truly good.
好，所以说，他就快快乐乐的回去了。
So she happily went her way.
也不知道快快乐，就不带愁容了，就不再为这个忧伤，就去吃饭，然后就回家了。
Perhaps not happy, but she didn't go away, continue to be sad.
那回家之后，神真的赏赐给他一个儿子。
And after she returned home, then God granted her a child.
好，那他就把这个孩子取名叫做撒母耳。
And she named this child Samuel.
好，那他的祷告不是在这边就停了。
Her prayer did not end here.
好，当他撒母耳断奶之后，把他带到神的会幕那边去。
After Samuel was weaned and Hannah brought Samuel to the temple.
好，这个是在第一章的最后面。
This is recorded at the end of chapter 1.
好。那第二章的时候，我们看到哈拿他就祷告了。
In chapter 2, here is Hannah's prayer.
好，祷告赞美神，称赞神。
In this prayer, that she's praising God and giving thanks.
好，那个孩子继续留在殿里面，但是哈拿他继续的祷告。
Even though the child stayed with the Lord, Hannah continued to pray.
就是哈拿把撒母耳送到圣殿之后，他们其实要见面很困难。
After Hannah gave Samuel away, it's very difficult for Hannah to see
Samuel. 他们住的拉玛跟示罗差不多有40公里的一个路程。
From where they live in between Shiloh and Ephraim, it was about 40 kilometers.
对啊，所以当然你现在40 kilometers 你开车一下就到，但是当时候你要40公里，要走很远的路程，那就是他们一年一次来敬拜神的时候，哈拿就会来，就才看得到他的儿子撒母耳。
And of course, today 40 kilometers is nothing, but back then 40 kilometers is a long distance, and therefore Hannah and her family only visited once a year.
哦，虽然没有办法常常看到。
So even though they couldn't see each other often,
那我相信 Hannah 借着祷告当中常常纪念撒母耳，为撒母耳祷告。
But Hannah continued to pray for her son.
好，所以说让这个撒母耳能够好好的在神面前来长大。
And pray for him so that Samuel could continue to
grow up in the Lord. 交托给神。
For Samuel to rely on God.
这个就是 Hannah。他问题交托给神，那现在有儿子，儿子也交托给神了，他就不担心了。
And she knows she didn't have to worry because she trusts in the Lord.
哦，那他呢？这个很会祷告的习惯，我们后来在撒母耳身上也看到。
And this example of knowing how to pray, we could see this that Samuel does the same thing.
对，我们看撒母耳记上十二章。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
十二章的二十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 23.
撒母耳记上十二章二十三节。
1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23.
对撒母耳对以色列人说的话。
This is what Samuel said to Israel.
至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华。我必以善道正路指教你们。
23. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
哦，所以父母良好的习惯、良好的信仰，我们在撒母耳身上也看到他有这个祷告的一个工作。
So the positive prayer habits of the parents, you can see that Samuel also does the same.
哦，所以父母对小孩子的影响非常的大。
So the influence of a parent to a child is great.
哦，尤其是在身教上，就是说，就是 lead by, 就是 teach by example.
Especially by teaching by example.
哦，如果父母重视聚会，重视做圣工，重视祷告，那很容易。这个在小朋友身上，他们也会吸取学习这些优点。
If the parents give priority and emphasis to attending a Sabbath, doing holy work and praying, then the kids will absorb this and also learn by example.
很多事情真的是由父母的例子来学到的。
A lot of examples are learned from the parents.
我们上一次在这边灵恩布道会的时候，我们一个姐妹她做见证。
Last week when we had our, or when we just had our past ESSC 2 weeks ago, there was a sister who gave a testimony.
好，那她见证神在她生命当中几次的来帮助她、保护她、留住她的性命。
And she testified how God protected her and kept her and saved her life.
哦，还有那讲了很多的见证，但是她一直重复的一个就是，她遇到问题，她第一件事情就是怎么样，就是祷告求神。
And she said, she testified that God saved her life several times. And there was one common theme is that every time she encountered these issues, she would pray to God.
哦，所以她儿子长大之后，她儿子也学啊，祷遇到事情要祷告。
And therefore, her son, when he grew up, he learned that when he is in trouble, he would pray.
哦，那有这个体验，学会祷告，那就信了，也接受洗礼了。
And then through these experiences, then he believed, and he also got baptized and believed.
那丈夫就不一样了。
The husband is different.
哦，当然，丈夫也是要妻子有好的模范带领丈夫来信。
And of course, the wife will be a good example to lead the husband to God.
哦，但是妻子对丈夫可能要花更多的功夫。
And for a wife's influence to a husband, there's probably need additional work.
对，那对孩子的话是很直接很大的一个影响。
But the influence of a mother to a child.The relationship and impact is
哦，尤其是孩子还小的时候
，especially when the kids are still young。
哦，所以说我们做啊，当然这个是给做母亲，也是给做父亲的，有一个好的榜样，让小孩子来学习。
So of course, a mother needs to be a good example and same with the father.
好，这个是 Hannah 第一个，她就是会祷告。
So it's the first good point of Hannah. She knew how to pray.
不止祷告，她从小其实她也是重视这个宗教教育。
It's not just prayer, but even since young, she knew how to give priority to religious education.
她从小她生了这个孩子之后，她决定也不是决定啊，就是说她已经知道说这个孩子是要服侍神的。
After giving birth, she knew that this child was meant to serve God.
哦，所以她抚养这个孩子，直到断奶的时候，就要把这个孩子送到当时候的会幕去那边服侍神。
So she raised her child in a way, fully knowing that one day she'll dedicate him to God.
那按照当时候的一个历史的记载，哈，当时候断奶的年纪差不多可能是要三岁到五岁之中。
And based on historical records, the time that children are normally weaned from their mothers. It's about 3 to 5.
好，那你看这个小孩子，他断奶之后，他就是还小，一定还小嘛。那他去当时候到会幕，你看他非常的乖啊，不会看他哭啊、闹啊、不听话、啊。
And you could see that when Samuel, as a child, first went to serve for the Lord, he wasn't complaining. He was obedient.
好，这个是母亲从小小的时候一直带。一直教的一个成果，让他知道说你就是以后要服侍神的。
This is the result of the good upbringing of Hannah.
好，那他后来撒母耳他在会幕的时候
，and later on, Samuel and works in the tabernacle.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
Turn to First Samuel chapter 2.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍。同着丈夫来献年纪的时候带来给他。
His mother used to make him a little robe and bring it up to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice.
这个袍哈
，His robe
就是服侍时候可以穿的袍。
Is a robe that you would wear when you serve the Lord.
好，那借着这个袍，他也是在提醒撒母耳，你是服侍神的人。
With this robe, she reminds Samuel that you are one that serves God.
提醒你的身份是做祭司的，不要忘记这个身份。
To remind Samuel that his identity, that he is one that serves God.
好，所以撒母耳他从小不只是在家，以后在会幕的时候，每年妈妈还是不断的提醒，不断的鼓励他继续下去服侍。
So Hannah, every year, even though Samuel was already dedicated, she would continue to remind Samuel.That his role is to serve God.
这个是妈妈的工作，就是在宗教教育上一直带领她的小孩。
This is the work of the mother, the importance of religious education.
其实有时候妈妈的信仰好，小孩子不一定啊。妈妈的信仰好，小孩子不一定啊。
Sometimes when a mother's faith is good, it doesn't mean that the child is also good.
哦，有的妈妈她信心很好，说我的孩子我要把他献给神，许愿。
Some mothers think, I'm going to dedicate my child to God.
给他去神学院要做传道。
I'm going to, dedicate them to become a preacher.
好了，那小孩他就哎呀，妈妈你怎么许这个愿
？And some child be like, Mom, why do you say this?
哦，然后他就好了，听妈妈的话去报考神学院，但是他很希望考不上啊，那就不用做了。
And some children then they go and they apply to become a preacher, but hoping behind that they do not pass the application.
哦，那如果神拣选他，他还是给他做，他还是要做。
But if God chooses them, then and they get accepted, then.
哦，但是你看撒母耳。
But you look at Samuel here.
好，他妈妈每年这样子鼓励他，带领他。
Samuel's mother constantly year after year would encourage him.
那撒母耳他这一做是做一生的。
And Samuel once he starts serving, he's serving for his entire life.
没有埋怨，也没有后悔，他非常喜欢这样子服侍神。
There's no regret or complaining here. He truly loved serving the Lord.
即使在会幕的时候，应该是不好待的。
It was probably not fun to stay at the tabernacle.
好，以利两个儿子，还有那些仆人，他们都做一些恶事，来那时候让当时候会幕的气氛很不好，人很不喜欢去那边去来敬拜神。
Eli's two sons and a lot of those who also worked there, were very wicked and it's probably brought a negative atmosphere to the place.
好。但是撒母耳他在经过了这一段的算是黑暗期，但是他心里面还是对神很有追求。
And when Samuel passed through these dark times, he still had a heart to pursue God.
他绝对不是跟当时候会幕的那些坏榜样学的。
He did not learn of the bad habits from the others.
而是他妈妈一直在为他祷告，一直在提醒他。
And that's also because Hannah continued to pray for him and also instruct him.
哦，这个是哈拿他重视。小孩子的宗教教育，提醒他说：“你是做祭司的，你是服侍神的。”
And this because of Hannah's emphasis on the religious education and keeps reminding him of his role.
那我们今天提醒我们孩子做什么
？And today, what do we remind our children?
哦，然后说你要写功课嘛，对不对
？You have to go do your homework.
你要弹琴吗
？You have to play piano.
哎，很多的等，你要做这个，你要做这个。
You do this, you do that.
哦，但是我们今天在宗教教育上，我们。一样也要像教孩子做功课或者弹琴那么认真，甚至更加的认真。
But we need to give more emphasis, if not even more, on teaching our children about the importance of religious education.
时常提醒
，to show by example.
你是祭司
you are
君尊的祭司啊，你是圣灵是教会神的一个部分，一个身体。
You are part of Christ, his body.
你是圣洁的殿。
You are the holy temple.
哦，常常提醒我们的孩子。
And we need to constantly remind our children about.
常常提醒我们自己。
To remind ourselves.
好，那我们再接下来看哈，他的这个哈拿呢，他虽然没有办法常常看到他的孩子。
Even though Hannah could not often visit Samuel,
我们刚刚说他距离差不多40公里，所以他没有办法，他那当时候情况，一个妈妈也没有办法到那么远去看孩子。
We just mentioned that they live about 40 kilometers apart, and it was logistically difficult for them to visit.
哦，但是他每一年来到神的圣所的时候，来到示罗，他就是织这个衣服啊，这个袍给他的儿子，借着这个来维持他们的关系。
But every year when she went and to visit Shiloh, and she would give this robe and also take this opportunity to maintain this relationship.
哦，小孩子一年才看一次嘛。
You only see your child once a year.
好，那尤其小孩子在长大 ，teenager 啊，那时候每一年长多少，那要他妈妈要猜想啊。OK， 我今年长到这边 ，OK， 那明年我去的时候，那个袍要织得多大，他明年要想啊。
And as the child grows through his teenage years, the mother could only guess how they've grown and make the robe accordingly.
哦，所以今年来到这边啊，看到哇，什么长大了一岁，长大的一年，他很高兴。
And every year when she would go and see Samuel, Samuel would be a little bit bigger and she'd be happy.
好，那回家之后，他要想啊 ，OK， 撒母耳在一年之后差不多会多高
？And she'll have to go home and make an educated guess. Next year, how tall would Samuel?
哦，这个衣服不是他去买的哈。
She did not go buy these clothes.
她这个衣服是自己做的。
This robe was made by her.
哦，慢慢的织，慢慢的缝。
It was sewed and put together by her.
哦，她边做的时候，我相信她就是边想，我的小孩子，我的小撒母耳，他现在多大了？应该会这么大了吧
？I'm guessing as she's constructing this robe, she would constantly think how big is Samuel now? How is she doing?
所以虽然是每年一个袍
，even though it's only one robe a year,
但是这个袍。他在里面所代表的、所付出的思念和爱是非常的大。
But the meaning, the dedication, behind this robe is big.
那撒母耳每一年收到这个新的袍
，and every year when Samuel receives the new robe,
他穿上这个哇，很舒服、很温暖的外袍，这个袍啊，那他是感受到他妈妈对他的爱以及关怀。
Every year when Samuel puts on this robe, he feels comfortable and he also senses the love. And the care from his mother.
哦，所以借着这个每一年，虽然只有一年一次，但是借着这个袍，其实他所有的连结不只是那一年一次而已。
And so even though they only meet once a year, but a lot of the relationships and the thoughts of each other is more than once a year.
哦，妈妈常常在祷告当中，在织的时候想到她的儿子。
Often when a mother prays, she would think about her son.
那撒母耳借着在穿这个外袍，每年换的一个新的外袍。他穿这个外袍，他想到他妈妈为他缝这个衣服的辛苦。
As Samuel puts on this robe and wears it, he would think about his mother.
哦，所以这个衣服就是妈妈跟小孩中的一个联系。
So this is connection point between the mother and the child.
我们华文啊，以前有一首诗啊，什么“慈母手中线，游子身上衣”，有没有？哦，就是。
There's a poem in Chinese that talks about this.
对，就是母亲她会缝衣服给儿子穿了。
About how the mother would make a clothes for the child.
然后在边缝，她就边想我的儿子什么时候要回来这样子。
And the poem is about as she makes this clothes that she keeps thinking about the child.
哦，所以这一个外袍，她每年的这个动作，其实就是建立了妈妈与儿子的关系啊，每一年。
So by making this robe. Each and every year, it establishes and helps build.
那撒母耳觉得借着这个袍，他也觉得啊，妈妈其实没有忘记我，也没有离我很远。
And by wearing this robe, Sam was reminded that my mother has not forgot about me, and she's actually not too far away.
Hannah 做的这一件事情对撒母耳是影响一生。
And this has a great influence on the entire life of Samuel.
哦，所以撒母耳以后他成人，成家立业了。
So when Samuel grew up and established himself,
好，他做以色列人的士师，他巡游啊，来到以色列很多的地方，在那边审判。
He traveled throughout Israel to judge.
好，然后他会回到他的家。
and he would always return home.
那他的家在哪里？
And where's his home?
我们看撒母耳记上。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章
Samuel chapter 7
15节 huh?
Verse 15
到17
to 17
这边说到撒母耳平生做以色列的士师
Verse 15 And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life
他每年巡到伯特利、吉甲、米斯巴在这几处审判以色列人
16 He went from year to year on a circuit to Bethel, Gilgal,Mizpah and judge Israel in all those places.
17节
17.
随后回到拉玛，因为他的家在那里。
But he always returned to Ramah, for his home was there.
拉玛，因为他的家在那里。
Ramah, because his home was there.
好，因为他的妈妈住在那里。
Because his mother lived there.
好，是不是他一开始讲到他们以法莲三地拉玛就是他爸爸妈妈所住的地方。
The parents lived in Ramah with the Ephraimites.
虽然他从小没有在，等于在最小的时候，然后后来有一段时间长大的过程当中，没有在他的家乡长大，他是在那个约会幕那边，就是在示罗那边长大。
Even though he did not grow up in Ramah, didn't in his hometown, he was raised in a Shiloh.
好，但是当他成为士师，他周游要去审判审。帮百姓伸张公义。他回到他的家在哪里？就是在拉玛。
But when he grew up and he did all his work, after he performed his work, he would always return home to Ramah.
他没有因为没有在家里面长大而跟母亲有了隔阂，或者是断了这个关系。
There's no feeling of disconnect between him and his mother because he was not raised in Ramah.
因为这个母亲不是把他小时候丢到会幕就不管他了。
Because his mother did not just leave him.At the tabernacle and not care about him.
放他在会幕
Just leave him there.
常常帮他祷告
and she constantly prayed for him.
每年织一个衣服来给他穿，提醒说你是祭司
She would make him a new robe annually to remind him that he is a priest.
所以这个撒母耳跟他母亲，他感受到母亲的这份爱，他们的关系也一直没有断。
So Samuel felt the love of his mother, and that relationship never weakened.
所以就算没有自己在家乡长大，但是以后长大了，成家了，他就选择住在拉玛，他父母在的地方。
And even though he
来奉养他的父母。
Even though he was not raised in Ramah, but when he grew up, he still felt that his hometown was Ramah.
好，父母与孩儿女建立关系，这是一个很重要的一个功课，对父母来说。
Establishing a good relationship between a mother and a child, that is a very important.
我们在美国哈，有一些中国同龄，其实不只是美国了，但是有一些中国同龄，他们年轻人就到海外去打拼，去工作，很辛苦。
In the U.S., we have a few brothers and sisters where the younger children would go to the U.S. to work.
没有，就是说他们父母年轻的时候就来到北美啊，来。从中国来到北美打工
Where the
或者工作
when in their youth came over to the States to work、
那他们生了小孩很多时候就送回去国内给亲戚养
and a lot of them when they had a child they would send them back to China to be raised by their relatives、
那当他们 要上高中了 再接过来美国或者是其他的地方当父母在的地方 来读书
And often when they start to go to high school, they would bring them back to study in the U.S.
突然那个时候他发现家庭有很多的问题。
And at that time, many of them realized that they have a lot of issues.
奇怪，怎么这个孩子都不听话
？Weird, why is this child not listening to me?
孩子啊，你不知道我们在这边辛苦那么久，拼命都是为了你们吗
？Don't you understand, child, that we work in the U.S. here, and we work really hard for you?
孩子说没有感觉，没有感觉到。
And the child has no feeling.
所以这个。关系上面就发生了很大的问题，那家庭问题也造成了教会的问题。
And all these, there's a lot of these relationship issues, between them and also within the family, and it leads to a lot of issues also within the church.
好，所以美国的教会的传道，他们就鼓励信徒。
So a lot of the preachers in the states,
当然一开始有时候他们太年轻，可能真的没有办法照顾到小孩。那但是现在的情况不是这样子，现在变成是一个风气。好像说生了小孩就送去给亲戚养。
The preacher would encourage the brothers and sisters,
就是说那现在就不可以这样子了，如果不要把它让它成为一个风气，没有必要的话，一定孩子要自己养。
That unless it's absolutely necessary, the brother and sister should raise their own child.
让从小把孩子带来教会。
To start bringing their kids to church.
从小带孩子认识神。
To train them, to teach them about God.
那从小跟孩子建立好这个这个孩子跟父母的关系。
To start establishing a mother child relationship as since young.
虽然 Hannah 她一年就看到一次。
Even though Hannah only saw Samuel once.
但是她在这一方面很认真。
But she was very serious about this.
那她也看到她的成果。
And you see her results.
虽然一年看到一次，但是她还是以后撒母耳跟她妈妈的感情看起来是非常的不错。
Even though they only saw each other once a year, but you can see that Samuel's relationship appears pretty good with Hannah.
那要 Hannah 当时候她许了愿，然后就把撒母耳还是我们刚刚讲嘛，到三岁到五岁，超断奶之后，就把她送到会幕去了。
Now we already mentioned that Hannah made the promise, and after Samuel was weaned around the age of 3 to 5, Samuel was dedicated to the temple.
许愿要还愿，这个是很正常的。
To bear your child and also to
就是你许愿了，你要还愿，这个是应该的。就是 you make a vow, then you have to repay.
After you make a vow, and you have to you have to fulfill your vow. It is normal.
那 Hannah 要还愿，这个其实这个动作不简单，对 Hannah 来说。
It is not easy for Hannah to fulfill such a vow.
虽然她这个孩子是许愿得来，但是她很爱这个孩子啊，那是她第一个孩子。
Even though Samuel was received by a promise, but this is her first child.
而且当时候是唯一的孩子啊。
And at that time, it was her only child.
但是她已经跟神许愿了，我这个孩子要献给神。
But at that time, she already made the vow to God.
所以她就跟她丈夫说，生了这个孩子之后，她有几年先没有上去。她说，我等孩子断奶，我再带她上去献给神。
So the first few years she did not go to Shiloh. She thought to herself, "I'll raise and wean my child first until I dedicate him."
好，那丈夫他也支持他，那就没好，那就照神的这个旨意成全。
And the husband supported her and said, "Maybe according to God's will."
好，但是我们这边要看的这一点就是，哈拿愿意甘心把他的儿子献给神这个动作。
But what we must recognize here is was that Hannah was willing to dedicate Samuel.
她知道许愿要还愿，但是真的要还的时候，这个我相信她心中有很大的挣扎。
She made the promise and she has to fulfill it, but I'm sure at the time when she had to fulfill it, she was probably troubled.
每一年去看这个小孩子三岁、四岁、五岁、六岁，可能她都想要把这个小孩子带回家。
I'm sure every year when she went and saw her child.At age of 3, 4, 5, or 6, that she want to bring the child home.
可能每次都是很期待的去，结果哭的回家也是有可能啊。把小孩子这么小留在那边，这不简单啊。
Sure, every year when she went to Shiloh, she went in anticipation and came back in tears.
好，Hannah没有被这个约把孩子抱走。她要抱走，其实可能人家也不会拦她，但是她没有，她还是把撒母耳留在那边。
And she kept her promise, and she never took the child back with her. I'm sure if she tried to take Samuel back with her, no one would have stopped her.
她忍心的把孩子留在那边。
But she persevered to and kept the child there.
她离开不是因为她不够爱撒母耳。
She left him there not because she did not love Samuel.
而是她知道撒母耳是献给神、属于神的人呢。
But she knew that Samuel was dedicated to the Lord and belongs to the Lord.
这个就是舍。这个是神的，给神。
And this is given to the Lord.
那有舍就有得。
And to give, then you will receive.
所以当哈拿把撒母耳献上之后
，After Hannah dedicated Samuel,
我们看撒母耳记上。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel.
二章
，Chapter 2.
二章的21节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
二章二十一节
，Chapter 2, verse 21.
耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕，生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
Verse 21, and the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
因为她舍得把她最好的献给神。
Because she understood to give her very best to the Lord.
神加倍赐给她。
That God blessed her.
她献给神一个孩子，神给她五个。
She gave one child to God, and God gave her five more.
那这个孩子也不是丧失了。以后他还是回来会奉养父母、啊、还是住在附近啊是不是住在同一个地方啊
And this child wasn't absolutely given away after Samuel grew up. He still came back and lived in the same hometown.
好、哦、所以这个就是一种奉献的精神。
So this is the right attitude for offering to God.
好、哦、我们愿意把最好的献给神。
We are willing to give our very, offer our very best to God.
这样子其实才配做耶稣的仆人 做耶稣的门徒、啊、
And in this manner, then we are worthy to be his, God's people.
耶稣的门徒
his disciples.
好，因为主耶稣说，你要爱我们胜过爱你的父母，爱你的妻子儿女，你爱我要比这些都还要更多。
Because God said, you need to love me more than you love yourself, your family.
这样才配做基督的门徒啊。
And in this manner, then you're worthy to be a disciple of God.
所以我们今天跟随耶稣的人。
So today, are we the ones who follow Jesus?
啊，我们也要学会 Hannah 愿意舍。
We must be like Hannah and know how to offer.
好，好像这个打破玉瓶，把真拿达香膏浇在主身上的啊玛利亚。
Just like Maria who poured the perfume and on Jesus.
好，好像寡妇。他已经养生所用的两个小钱，他把它献在奉献箱里面。
Just like the widow who took her life savings and gave the two copper coins and gave to God.
哦，这是看重神胜过看重一切。
It's because they love God more than they do themselves.
哦，这样子的奉献心，神值得我们今天来学习。
And this heart of offering is something that we need to learn today.
哦，其实，在神国的事上，也有很多机会，我们能够把小孩子。奉献给神。
And of course, we have many other methods and ways that we could dedicate our children to God.
哦，不只是做传道。
It's not just being a preacher.
让他们做教员。
They could be a teacher.
哦，做教会服事的人员。
They could be a council member.
哦，有时候都是需要父母的鼓励以及支持，甚至推动。
Many of these tasks require the motivation and encouragement from the parents.
哦，甚至知道孩子在服事的路上可能会有一些困难。
And we know that in the road of servitude, there might be some difficulties.
甚至一些辛苦和指责和一些事情，但是还是愿意让小孩子去服事。
And we recognize that along the way there is some difficulty, some troubles and pain, but we continue to want our child to serve.
哦，其实交给神。奉献给神，给神带领，这个是最好的。
To trust in God, to rely on Him, and to let God lead us, that is best.
撒母耳成为了一个很好的孩子。
And Samuel became a very good child.
是不是？因为他给神啊，在神，你说刚刚我们看的那一节，对不对？他生了三个儿子，两个女儿，然后那个撒母耳在什么？在神面前渐渐长大。
We could read here that Hannah was provided additional three sons and two daughters, and Samuel, he grew up before the Lord.
他越把撒母耳献给神，反而对撒母耳的造就越大。
The more that she dedicated Samuel to God, the greater the salvation to Samuel was.
所以撒母耳他后来成为了一个伟大的士师。
So afterwards, Samuel became a great priest.
他是以色列朝代在转换当中，从士师时代进入到列王时代的。一个很重要关键的角色。
Samuel played a pivotal role in the switch from the prophet days to
judges
to the kings.
他多次带领以色列人来归向神。
And there's several times that he led the Israelites towards God.
他高立了两个君王。
And he also anointed two kings.
那在这个先知长大的过程当中，有一个伟大的母亲。
And in the growth of this of Samuel, there was a great mother.
啊，给他非常正面的影响以及带领。
That gave him very a positive upraising and also encouragement.
其实天下每一个妈妈啊的想法对孩子的爱都是一样。
Of course, all mothers have the same heart for their child.
愿意为孩子来付出辛劳和努力。
And they're willing to sacrifice for the child.
但是只要我们能够照着圣经学习，用圣经的方法来爱，来带领我们的小孩。
And as long as we're able to follow the Bible to in according to Bible's method and teachings to raise our child,
一定能够让这个小孩有更好的造就以及成长。
Then this child will definitely have a positive upraising and also a salvation.
那也希望我们所有做儿女的。
So may all of us as children
体会母亲的爱心。
To understand the love of our mothers.
谨慎保守自己在主耶稣的爱中。
To keep ourselves within the love of God.
不要让你的母亲来担心。
Do not let our mothers worry.
好，最后我们来看箴言。
Finally, please turn to
Proverbs.
Proverbs.
箴言的二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了。也不可藐视他。
Verse 22, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
二十五节。
Verse 25,
你要使父母快欢喜，使生你的快乐。
Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice.
我们作为儿女的，要在主里孝敬，听从父母。
As children, we need to be obedient and listen to our parents.
甚至将来我们要奉养我们的父母。
And perhaps in, and also in the future, we will also take care of
them. 使生你的快乐，使你的父母欢喜。
To make our father and mother glad.
当母亲老了，父亲老了，不要藐视他们。
And that when they get old, do not despise them.
继续敬重他们。
Continue to respect them.
因为他们的付出是实在的。
Because their sacrifice is real.
好，我们来唱赞美诗。
Please sing hymn.
431首。
431.